CliffCentral.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry to say that I can't do anything because I have got no one here to play my fucking theme tune. So here we are, and we're going to sort of start like this. What do you think of that? Okay, I'm going to gradually be louder and louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. So that's better. And yeah, I'm mopping up the sex show. It's a bit sticky, but for the rest, it's fine. Apparently, it was a wonderful episode. It was live as well. Did anyone see that? I don't know. Hello, Christian.
Hey. Ooh, I'm very quiet.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Just hang on.
Oh, there we go. Hello. Slowly but surely getting there.
There you go.
My voice is now normal volume.
There you go. And then we got, what's his name there?
Mr. Prince.
I know. Hi.
Hello. Hey. Oh, clunk snarks.
Yeah.
Like,
wait. Oh, you're too loud.
That's a putter on my keel.
Okay, so I've fixed that for you. Okay, well, there we go. So first it's beep, 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 beep. Please note, this show is not meant for people who are easily offended.
Strong language, religion.
Okay. Bum, ba-dum, ba-bum, 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 boing, 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 boing. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio. Where are you, Gavin?
Cool.
Nice. Hi, everyone.
Very low budget this week. Very indie.
We're actually not at Cliff Central. We are in my bedroom.
It's nice. It's cozy in here. The curtains haven't been opened in months.
I know. It hasn't been. Okay, so if someone out there at Cliff Central can hear me, I would like the thing to connect my cell phone, if that is possible.
Isn't it that guy? Oh, but you need the little thingy that connects to the thingy.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Is City Dieting Vidali?
I don't know. No, it's not.
Where are our producers?
We apparently there's no one here today. But I can't do that on my own, unfortunately.
Do you want to play off my phone? Because mine is like a normal adapter.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is your phone?
Very old.
No, but you haven't got the stuff I've got.
Yes.
So
we'll just hum the songs. It's going to be a very, very, very inexpensive episode today.
I know. Wait a minute, I just need to...
It's like the crazy store special. It's going to be great.
It is.
Oh, hey!
We found it. Just put it in.
Press. There we go.
Why is this not going to work? Okay, so today is the day where we have a release of a certain movie.
Of a certain movie.
And what's that movie's name?
Is it a famous song by Queen? It can't be. That no one would name a movie that. Jokes. It's called Bohemian Rhapsody. It's released today at all Sterkinnicore theaters.
I know.
How exciting.
I'm very excited. And in the spirit of that, I thought let's start with something Queenish.
Queenish.
Yeah. That already. Thank you, Brian. If I say Brian, who do I mean?
Brian May?
Yeah.
Brian May.
When he played guitar, they said, oh, Brian May. just play that.
Can I bring something up that
that's
we mentioned?
A joke. Brian May. Brian Mochmar.
Patel Ma.
So remember last week when we had Taylor, but now Anna Wolf in the studio.
Yeah.
And then Yanni was her guitarist.
Yeah.
And then I brought up the Queen fact where Brian May, he plays guitar.
Oh, you
want to
go there?
Like a 6 minute. Yes, I'm going to go there. I'm calling him out. I feel like I'm being distorted.
Yes.
So anyway, when we watched the movie,
are you being distorted as a person or your voice?
My voice.
Okay. So now you're better. Hey.
Yeah.
So can I just remind our listener that we had Yanni, and he said, Christian said, "Yeah, here's a Queen fact that Brian May plays with a coin." And Yanni said, "No, that's cuck." And Christian blushed and said, "I'm so sorry, I'm alive."
I gave like a false fact. Anyway, so then we went to watch Queen. We went to the premiere, whatever. And then
the movie. Yeah.
Yes, the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. So then during the credits, they play sort of archival footage of the band performing. And lo and behold, we get a zoom in on Brian May's guitar as he is playing with a coin.
Okay, you're distorting now.
Yes, because I'm very emotional about this.
He played with a coin.
With a coin.
So Yanni was wrong.
You know, I feel like my audio sounds very weird.
Okay, I'm so
and
sorry.
And I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know. I'm
like,
trying my best.
You sound good, and you sound good. But I sound.
I
terrible.
Feel
you,
I don't.
You sound terrible,
good.
Christian. You sound ill.
I sound ill. Fix it.
Why am I playing this?
I don't know. I want to break free.
I've got to break free. Okay, so tell us a fact about this. God knows. Christian.
God about this exact song that's playing right now. Or just, you know, Queen
no,
facts in general.
Song, this song. Do you remember? They were all in? They were all in?
In love.
In the music video. In?
Oh, in drag.
Yes.
Still sound terrible. The Fee Wear, help us. Get off from your Nike photo shoot.
And you still sound terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, you sound good, yeah.
Do I? Yeah. Okay, maybe it's just me.
And
but they were in track. And was it Brian May's idea?
It was.
And then Freddie Mercury got all the blame.
Because we forget that in the time they made that music video, everything was so conservative still.
So conservative.
This music video was banned by MTV.
I'm not surprised. I'm like,
but you know how far we've come.
So far, we have now a show where people are exclusively in drag.
Like Gavin. Hi, Gav. So yeah, they banned it, Gav.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
So we just take drag for I can't speak
for drag.
We just take drag for granted.
Yes.
And now, and these days, what am I trying to say?
But nowadays. People can express themselves in whatever way they would want to.
Yeah.
I know you wanted me to go with that.
Yeah. So, Bohemian Rhapsody is at your local cinema today. People are actually watching it right now.
Yes.
I think the first showing has started.
At your movie house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's today.
Oh, wow. And what is even more ironic is just a few days ago, I went to his house where he grew up. Can
go
you
fuck yourself, Gavin. Tell her, where were you? Tell me.
Oh, I was on some boring island, exotic island.
Boring?
Called Zanzibar.
Oh.
Was it fun? You got stung by a sea urchin.
I did.
Show us.
Are you okay? Are we amputating?
So basically, on the first night... Ugh, the morning after, my hand was so painful, I had to shower with one hand. As in, proper wash myself and do anything with my left hand, and I'm right-handed.
And how did you masturbate? No, I just want
I thought this was the Casper Radio show.
Yeah,
we
very...
wanted logistics.
We just want to check logistics. So was it sore, Gaff?
It was very, very, very sore.
Did it make a mark?
It left a mark, but...
On your personality as well?
On everything. And an urchin leaves like... it's got that inky, like black ink that it... I've never seen an urchin in my life. That was the first time. And
urchin.
So, what can you describe the feeling? Was it like a bunch of bee stings? Like, what kind of stinging would you describe it?
It was like a lot of stings on one hand, but like on different places. Or at different places.
And it made a black mark, eh?
Yes, it did. And then, so the hotel nurse or the hotel
whatever. Mm-hmm. He came with a needle.
Prostitute, yeah.
And he opened up like every hole. 15. He poked me 15 times in my hand. And then to top it all, he put vinegar and I was, it was
you
death.
You can't say that word anymore.
It was death.
Oh my God.
Then, so apparently the trick to sorting out like a proper like urchin bite is papaya.
Papaya?
Like
did,
so ever,
did they bring out the papaya platter and then...
Not a platter, but a proper papaya. And then what he did was he poked the papaya with the very needle that he poked me with 15 times.
And then what?
He poked the papaya with the very needle he papayaed me. That's nice.
And then... He put the juice of the papaya like okay. on my.
So if you want to test the explosive sounds on your internet radio or your computer, just listen now. He poked the papaya. Let it distort. He poked the papaya. Go on.
So, and then
was it better? Did the papaya produce only less pain?
I wouldn't say it took the pain away, but they said it's the urchin might have left some poison or whatever. So that helps.
So the papaya takes the poison away.
The papaya doesn't take the poison away, but the papaya opens the holes for the poison to leave your body.
So it creates pores for the poison to protrude.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
And the other interesting thing is that I stayed in Stone City,
yeah,
at the Golden Tulip Hotel. My room was haunted.
Ach, please, there's no thing as a ghost.
So explain how your room was haunted.
How was it haunted? What happened? Was there a giant papaya?
No, so I left the papaya.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm struggling to hear myself.
Oh, just turn on your volume, darling. I'm going to...
But you keep on telling me I mustn't shout.
Yeah, you mustn't shout. I'm looking now for haunted music.
Yes.
Get like the soundtrack to the Conjuring series or something.
There were two incidents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can start. I'm going to bring up the music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
When it gets scary, just like...
So basically, so I was there six evenings, right? The third night, and this is not me making it up, like I wouldn't make this up. I was laying in the bed and the window of the hotel opened and closed by itself, like
that was wind.
Satan, the devil had come.
This is Zanzibar. We were praying for wind. There was no wind at that time. It was so humid. You felt dirty every hour as you walked the streets.
Now, and all then the of a window, sudden...
The window opened and closed. That was incident number one. So I left because I'm like...
Was the window latched? Because that... Was the window like latched?
No, the window wasn't latched, but it's... I cannot open the window.
Okay.
I cannot open the window. This is a true story.
Ghosts have great upper body strength. Fact.
And then, they have, yeah.
Then,
yeah, they have because they are like see-through.
Mm.
And then the see-through. And then my last day. So the day.
Yeah.
Woo. So the last day when I was bitten by
the urchin.
So because to overcome my trauma and whatever, I took to a bottle of gin. So
and that helped, eh?
Oh, it helped like so immensely. Much. Like I had proper like 8 or 9 G&Ts.
Okay, so then things you see are really real.
And then, but now remember, this is 3 days after the window incident.
The window incident.
So your mind was all clear.
I wasn't paranoid about me having like an unwelcome guest in my room.
Okay.
And as I walked into my room, I heard someone snore in the bedroom part.
You're married, right? Like, do we need to?
Wasn't it your husband?
No, it wasn't my husband. There was like, I promise you.
How
like,
thick are the
like
walls?
Susan, and then.
You said The Conjuring, eh?
Yeah.
Someone was snoring?
Mm. What are we listening to?
This is probably. Conjuring.
Was this pretty much.
This is what you asked.
What you experienced. Scary voices, snoring.
Just like that, but like, just the first part, and then nothing after that.
Ghosts don't breathe out. They don't have lungs, so they're just making sort.
Like that.
And then Gavin starts crying.
No, then I switch on all the lights.
You bring out like sage, you light it on fire, you're like tick, tick,
then,
that done.
Then I sleep with the lights on for like an hour. So I can deal with the situation.
Where's the husband now?
My husband was in Zimbabwe. I was there by my
lonesome. Is that the suite next door called Zimbabwe or is that a country?
That's a country.
Oh, I thought you were together with Alvino.
No, no, no.
You weren't on your own. That's why you heard ghosts, my darling.
I went with the talent search winner, Tony Nkoma. So I went with her.
Who's the talent search winner? What are you talking about now?
Tony Nkoma. That's the competition where I'm a judge.
Oh. We don't know this.
You don't tell us anything anymore.
You don't tell us anything, Gavin.
I'm sorry.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. So what happened?
So I'm a judge in the Talent Search 2018 competition.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm a judge is nice, but then you sort of ruin it by the next part of the sentence. But okay.
And the winner...
What talent must they have?
Sing. And as part of the prize for the winner...
That's the winner, eh?
Yes.
As part of the prize...
And she's got a voice of an angel. And as part of the prize...
It's beautiful.
Stunning.
Was it a vrouw?
Yes. Okay. Tony's a woman.
Tony can be a man as well. Yevgeny.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But she's the Tony Award?
Tony Award.
Okay. Sorry. So female Tony Mngoma.
She went to the Ghost Island with you.
As part of the prize.
Who paid for that? For your ticket. Who paid for your ticket?
I paid for my own ticket.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not a charity.
No, it's not a charity. Okay.
Is it deductible from tax?
I think so.
I don't know, but please tell me if it is.
I think it is.
If we have any accountants listening.
While SARS are in disarray, I think you should.
Now's the time to strike.
Strike it.
The metaphorical iron is hot and ready.
Still ghost. Here she comes.
Oh, I think I can begin Gavin to come.
Okay, so you were there with that woman who won the talent search you were the judge for, and you paid for your own ticket.
And then got Goldilocks the ghost pop into your room.
And then you got stung by a sea urchin.
This sounds like a shit vacation.
It sounds cuck.
But Zanzibar is amazing. I went to the local tavern. We went to a posh part. Mapenzie Beach and had like what is so amazing is when you get to a resort hotel for a day and it's buffet food, fabulous food.
Buffet.
But
wasn't she a vampire slayer?
But the bar
is
like open. It's part of your what
so there's a buffet bar, open bar, you can go wild.
For food and for drinks.
That's why he had 10 G&Ts.
That's why.
That is why he had was it pink G&T? Because that's very expensive. And tell me again.
No, it wasn't.
Have they got a fly invitation? Because I've got the sound effect for it. I don't know.
No, but mosquitoes, Cassie.
Oh, my God. Mosquitoes. Really?
So that bit higher pitch.
Did you know that I had 4 mosquito armbands? And it only lasts you like a day.
What? Go
is
on.
Is that a mosquito?
No, it's scared. I'm scared.
And
then they come for you.
They are like everywhere. They are everywhere. I had... The one morning at 1 o'clock, I went downstairs because I was on second floor.
No.
I went out for quick smoke break. I was
smoking. Do you smoke?
When I've had G&Ts, Cassie.
Do your children know of this?
Are they going to listen to this? I don't think they must listen to this podcast.
They shouldn't.
I get preached by my 6-year-old.
Good. What's his or her name?
Kenya.
Their name? Are we allowed to say genders anymore?
Yeah, we are. Too much. Hashtags.
And I was bitten by a mosquito, by a few mosquitoes.
So do you just go there to be eaten alive while you eat a buffet?
So you were like this. Oh my God. That's your heart.
Yeah, that's my heart.
Or it's a pregnant lady.
I think it's my heart.
I think it's my stomach. I'm so hungry now. You know what? I think we must segue now to like a special guest, Christian.
Yeah. That would be great. I can hear nothing, but it's fine.
Why? Can't you hear anything?
No, it's fine. No, don't touch anything ever again because it's perfect now. It keeps like disconnecting my headphones.
Me
you sound
too.
Like me.
There's a problem.
We need a V-way, and that's what. Basically, you sent me a link this week. It is National Geographic now. Diabetes Week, I think.
Oh my god!
You sent it to me at some point.
Why did I do that?
Because you were like, this will be a good segue
for our special guest that you brought.
Yes, I brought a guest today.
Okay, wait a minute. That is absolutely fantastic. What kind of song must I play now, Christian?
God, you're putting me on the spot here. Anyone got any suggestions?
I'm checking for a vegan song because I think that's gonna.
It's gonna be a good lead-in.
Okay, but I find there is a group called Vegan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they vegan or is it only
I don't know.
By name?
But they called Hey Monster the song. Does it sound vegan to you?
No. I mean, it's not played on a piano, which is usually made from ivory.
Okay, let's bring your guest in.
Bring him in. Yeah.
So that was a group called Vegan.
Thanks, Vegan.
Thanks, Vegan. I played it because Christian brought a special guest. Christian is a vegan.
Yes.
And he's not shy to say that.
Proud, out and proud, loud.
And then we went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Then
we miss you so much.
Oh, we were.
Because you moved.
And then we went to a place called The Fuzzy Vegan.
Yes, because I was like, The Fuzzy Vegan is my go-to place when I have to take people to have vegan food that's not salad or Buddha bowls.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. But that's a vegetarian joke, I suppose.
Yes.
So then I went, and I can tell you, Christian, do you know about the Michelin system for restaurants? There's a Michelin one, Michelin two,
three, right?
And three. This is like a Michelin restaurant. I'm telling
you. You want them to have a star.
I know about Michelin restaurants. Sorry, I'm old and I have been eating a lot. And they are Michelin quality. It is delish. But you don't know what the hell you're eating.
Because plants. Only plants.
I know.
That's what makes
it. You don't know it, but it's so rich and beautiful. And you brought the owner.
Yes. We have Werner here today.
Hello, Werner.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Fine. Werner, I was so impressed with the food.
That's such a great compliment. Thanks, guys.
It is fantastic, but I'm
like
worried.
Like, he begs me. Like, he'll be like, can we please? Can like, in the middle of the week, take me.
To the fuzzy one. Because it's just too far for me, and I don't have a car. Listen, what's your name? Gavin. Do you know what is Satan?
I've heard of him.
Okay. Do you know that you can eat Satan at the Fuzzy Vegan?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll
that
show
mean?
Him. So
what does that mean?
So explain to Werner. Us, Werner.
Right, so Satan is actually from 6th century
oh,
China.
Oh, Satan.
It's yeah, like a kind of a tomato version, you know.
Yeah.
It's
like Satan, okay.
Cheetan,
but it's funnier to say Satan.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is Satan?
So it's basically produced from wheat protein. So in other words, gluten, basically. It's where all the protein lies in wheat. It's produced to a dough, and then they flavor it, as you would flavor your meat-based ingredients. If you're going to do a buri roll, they might flavor it with some coriander, similar herbs.
Is that the sticky stuff? Is that Satan?
It's the chewy stuff.
So you're getting that nice, chewy, meaty texture from it. I've bought some Satan biltong for you guys today. So we got two great brands, Oak Poppy Seed and Herbivore.
Let's
They're both producing some amazing products here. And
so that's wheat now.
Yeah.
That's not meat.
100%.
It's wheat.
And it's actually extremely high in protein. They include things like tofu.
Okay, Gavin. So to take a bite, Gavin, and tell us as you taste what you taste.
Okay, I'm taking a bite.
Okay.
Dom, dom, dom.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wait.
It's like snaps. Like, just put the
I think you should
mouth.
Put it in your fucking
it's
mouth.
Like,
okay, I'm putting the whole
Don't
thing in
sit
mouth.
Like a googly.
There's a nice bite. Like a spicy thing.
A spicy thing. You shouldn't be a judge.
I judge talent.
Oh,
I
can smell it. Not your talent, but the spicy thing.
It is something that I can get used to.
This is the one from Oak Poppy Seed. And then this is...
So, wait a minute. So, the spice is not meat.
No meat whatsoever.
This is all plants.
It's lekker.
So, and then you brought another one by Herbivore, which is another local brand. And this one's a little bit softer.
Mm. It's more for your old people.
Yeah.
Mm. It's nice and spicy, I guess.
What is this? Is this biltong?
This is still Satan.
Oh.
Not real.
How do you spell Satan? Quickly for the people who
love it. S-E-I-T-A-N.
That's it.
I checked on his one of his products.
Satan. Mm. It's very nice. You've also got a product. I don't know what you call it, but it's chicken. It's fake chicken. What's it called?
Yeah, so we do our Satan side wings. Yeah, they're also made from Satan. It's got the exact same texture of chicken. Taste-wise, once again, it comes down to how you flavor and cook with your food.
That's one-star Michelin, that, hey?
Yeah. So at least. You enjoy them. They've definitely proven to be a favorite.
I could be a Michelin judge. You never know. Yeah. Because they go incognito. And Gavin and I know about incognito. And
that is my favorite.
This one. It's really nice. Good. It's like my addiction, my personal addiction. How long have you guys been going for?
So we open at the end of Jan. So it's just over the 10-month mark now.
Oh, the 1-year birthday is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. Super exciting. It's actually been completely overwhelming. We've received so much love from everyone in Joburg, really, vegan, non-vegan. Our menu actually caters to people who are non-vegan as well, just to not be too intimidated by the change to a plant-based lifestyle. We try and show people what plant-based eating and cooking can actually be, and that you don't have to exclude your favorites like the Philly cheesesteak or the mac and cheese or your hamburgers. Just come through and we'll show you what it's all about.
It's very sort of like fast foody. Like I've noticed with a lot of the vegan restaurants, they tend to kind of cater for the health crowd, which is frustrating because there's very few people that cater for, like, I just want, like, a sandwich.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, like, look, we do have that responsibility of keeping everything more slightly on the healthy side. But when I opened the shop, I really wanted to recreate everything I love to eat as a non-vegan. So, I wanted to bring all those meaty, cheesy flavors.
Are you a non-vegan?
I am a vegan now, but I wasn't born one. So
no one is, actually.
Typical Afrikaans guy. Mm. I mean, like, my staple used to be spare ribs with potatoes on the side. You know?
So now I'm hungry.
The idea of...
Nou eet jy plante.
Yeah, nou eet ek plante.
Ek wil net sê, ons gaan nou die ultimate toets doen. Ek het 'n stukkie van die Satan uit my mond uitgehaal. Christian will put on his video and record me giving it to Kent, who's a dog. He doesn't know, but I'm giving him. Shall we see if Kent will eat it? Okay, gaan Kent 'n plant opvreet? Gaan ons hom voel?
Okay. Precies. Kent? That's a question. And action.
Come, Kent. Oh, he on cue, eh?
Vat hy dit?
Ja, he loves it.
So what does that say?
Oh, it says that it's beautiful.
But what's cool is, like, dogs are omnivorous, similar to us, and so they can live off of a vegan diet.
That's when you're everywhere. Hey, omnivorous.
No, that's God. Sorry. But yeah, so they're not obligate carnivores, so you can easily feed a dog a plant-based
diet.
He
wants more.
Yeah, I know. He loves
it so
much. Christian,
he wants more. What is this?
So he brought me some extra little special gifts.
For you, not for me.
No, that's not for you.
Fuck.
But he did bring a lot of other cool things. So what do we have in the box there?
So in the box there, we've got some vegan cinnamon buns.
Oh my God.
Okay, that later. But I still want meat. Where's the meat cup?
So let's do the pulled
meat.
Two of our Siamese. Yeah, these have been really popular throughout the year. So the first one that we launched was our tofu mayo, which is our take on a chicken mayo sandwich.
I want one. Can I?
Go for it.
And look at Kent. He's waiting.
He is ready and waiting. Go for it. Take the tofu. Can you reach the tofu?
No. Okay. Okay, buy a donkey, Christian.
What is up that?
So
what is that up?
We use vegan mayo with some tofu. We add some dill to it. And we've actually some had
dill.
Some customers
dill.
Picking through it, just making sure there's no chicken in there.
So it's supposed to be a chicken mayo, but it's not. It's tofu.
100%.
And tofu is fermented vegan curd, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tofu is also a complete protein, so
Casper's opening up his
It's looking like chicken mayo, doesn't it?
It looks
what
exactly
does it smell
like chicken mayo.
It smells like chicken mayo.
What do you want me?
Okay.
Because that's always, and it tastes like chicken. That's what they always say. It's
I think everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah, even cannibals say that.
They're like eating an apple that's shoved into a human's
mouth.
No,
a man.
Hulle smaak so lekker wanneer hulle eet so lekker.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna go on video, and then I'll put it on the
Casper. It's going to be a journey.
It's going to be a big journey.
Casper's breaking.
We're going to test the dog as well. Kent is here as a, what do you call it? Monster.
As a judge.
A judge. That's the right word.
Thank you. Fabulous.
Okay, so here it is, and I'm going to taste it. It's a great British Bake Off.
Are you enjoying it?
Michelin.
What are you tasting? What are the flavors that are coming out?
Do you taste the dull?
I do. Dull.
Is it delicious?
I taste the dough. I taste the dull. I taste the dough. I taste the bread and the chicken spices.
Mm.
But it's not chicken. What is it? It's tofu.
It's tofu, yeah.
Mm. Okay, that's big taste now. Kent.
Oh, he's...
like a chicken.
And yeah, he takes
like, swallowed it all.
And he eats it. People, this is like... It's like the ultimate... the ultimate. Do you want to have a taste and tell me what you... the other one? So, can you unstick with my fucking kimini?
Yes, please.
It's absolutely delicious.
While Gavin is tasting it, can you give us some of the benefits of a vegan diet?
So I'd say that immediately one of the first benefits would be that you're excluding a lot of saturated fats from your
Gavin,
diet.
Gavin, wait. You're excluding a lot of saturated fats from your diet. Is that what you said?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So the saturated fats mainly only found really in dairy and meat products, and then plant-based sources would be coconut milk or cream, which everyone recommends that you use in moderation. But the changes that you witness in your body when just excluding these saturated fats that we consume on a daily basis is actually unbelievable. For myself, that was actually...
Did you lose weight?
I lost a lot of weight without even trying.
Oh.
I had quite a bit of a tire, but...
Oh, shame, man.
Yeah, it's fine. I miss it sometimes when it comes to cuddling. But I'd definitely say when it comes to...
Well, I still
to
got mine, so if you want to cuddle...
I'll be okay. There.
So Gavin is ready. Gavin?
Okay, here I go.
Okay. What do you think?
You know what? It's almost like it's there, like a list marker game. Like this weird, the taste, I can smell chicken or something, but this is prunes is chicken.
But you get used to it very quickly and you want more, eh?
Mm.
Did you find that?
Mm.
Look at Kent.
That's nice.
Kent
it's
is
nice.
Looking at me with tears in his eyes. He wants more.
Mm.
It's wonderful, hey?
It is.
And the it's well prepared.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
It's for me, it reminds me of that sandwich spread that we had in the olden days. Maar net bietjie meer
gesofistikeerd.
Ja.
Ja, because this is Michelin.
Thank you.
Standard.
Yeah.
Listen, isn't it just amazing? Because I'm not a vegan.
I'm also not a vegan, but I'm enjoying this.
I'm like, the other time I was like withdrawing all symptoms with sushi. I think that was the soya.
Yeah.
Now... I have withdrawal. Vegan withdrawal.
Mm.
Huh? Won't you take a piece and give it to Kent?
I shall take a piece.
Because he really wants more.
Oh, shame.
Kenty.
We're also dropping a lot of the cholesterol, because I think it's virtually cholesterol-free if you go plant-based.
Yeah, I can feel 100%. It. I'm actually
and he eats it.
I know, he loves it. Kent loves Satan wings.
Yeah, the seitan wings at your place, like, he just devours them. Like, it's nothing. He just, like, inhales, like, opens his mouth and just, like, moves forward.
Yeah. So, no, like, that's something how to kick a big deal, like, keep rapping.
You guys have really cool branding. What inspired the sort of, obviously I know, but, like, you know, this is how radio works. What inspired the sort of branding of the black and white and the little dotties?
So,
almost like a...
Yeah, the Fussy Vegan's basically a grab-and-go solution for people who want a quick option. And my love for the New York subway system's always just been right at the top of my mind. So
clever.
So we've gone with the whole look and feel of the New York subway system, which last had its update in the 70s. So I just found that it's actually such a timeless graphic. I love the font. And actually, every circle that we use in our branding represents an actual subway line.
Ah, okay.
So for every circle that
I
you see,
I felt at
a train.
Home. I felt at home there, and I didn't know why. It's because of those fonts. I'm fond of the fonts. And that means you got to come as well, Gavin, because you like New York.
New York.
Indeed.
And we can sit there outside. You can say, I come with Kent and I put him on a leash and I put him on the chair. Or not on the chair. I put the leash in the... I don't know. But Kent doesn't wander, but he eats Satan. And then we sit there and it's like you are in New York. That's the feeling.
When are we going?
The in here can go vegan because we eat Satan. Anyway.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters.
Fun question. I'm just going to keep going with it. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you coping there? Oh, you're doing the weird like reverse burping thing you do.
I do. I just want to tell Vanner something.
Tell him.
Vanner.
Casper.
Is this the real life?
It's not a fantasy, I can guarantee that. Landslide, no escape
from reality. This is for the food. Look up to the skies and eat. Why am I playing this, Werner? Did you pay attention?
Oh, I'm just a poor boy from a poor family.
No.
Apparently, today is what? Today, Bohemian Rhapsody.
And tonight? At Emperor's Palace?
Queen.
Yeah, there's like a queen
show. Well. It's like queen. And I think if Freddie was still alive, he's not. He died miserably. But if he was, he would have gone to this restaurant.
Freddie would have ate Satan.
Definitely.
Because he didn't eat Satan. I think Madonna would go to your restaurant.
Madonna would love... What made you go vegan? That's always a fun one to ask.
So I think for me it was basically just doing some research into where the products I was buying in the supermarket
were
coming from.
What triggered this curiosity?
I would have to say, honestly, that I watched a film by the name of Earthlings.
I've heard about this.
It's like free online, right?
It's free online. I would recommend What the Health probably over Earthlings for someone who's interested in watching something like that. It's a bit less... intense.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
What the health? And it was just very interesting for me to realize that I've never really considered what I put into my body three times a day and where it truly originates from. It's so easy to just walk into a supermarket, grab something off a shelf or from the fridge, and that's it. And as soon as I started thinking a bit more consciously about what actually went into my food, looking into how these things were produced, it all of a sudden became a bit more difficult to choose certain products over others in the shopping centers, especially when you realize that vegan alternatives or cruelty-free alternatives have become so freely accessible now. And I just made the switch full on, and because of all the health benefits that I saw, I decided to stick with it. It's been just over a year now for me, and I would honestly say that there's no turning back.
That's amazing.
I'm eating some of the sandwich.
That little box you have in your hand there, that's it's addictive. Heaven. It's lovely.
Do you want to try the pulled mushroom, Gav?
Like, I would. Oh,
there's pulled mushroom in front of you.
So tell us what inspired the pulled mushroom.
Yeah, sure.
So the pulled mushroom sandwich is our take on a smokehouse pulled pork sammy. Mm-hmm. So it's a pulled king oyster mushroom that we prepare the smoky barbecue style. And then we serve it with a cabbage and gherkin slaw.
Now, are you going to hell if you're a Muslim or a Jew and you eat that?
No.
You're not, hey? Because some Jews, and I don't know about Muslims, but some Jews really want to eat bacon and they can't, and they love bacon. So now they can eat this and they won't be eating pork, hey?
Yeah, what's also great is there's some very, very good seitan bacon alternatives out on the market now, so you can actually buy some of it at certain Dis-Chem stores, certain vegan shops around.
So Jews can do that?
Yeah,
I'm looking 100%. Out for Jews, because there's a lot of anti-Semitism these days, and I want to look out for them. So you can eat your bacon and
have
bacon.
It too.
Okay, have a bite, Kev.
Herbivore is actually also producing a vegan macon, to offend anyone. So, yeah.
So you can have fake bacon.
Super, like, double, triple fake bacon.
Gavin is busy
devouring
his bacon.
They also serve this on tacos, right?
You'll say it.
Can I say that it doesn't look like something I would grab and eat, but once you put it in your mouth...
It's like a cock.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Oh my goodness, Gasper is in top form again today.
Oh God, I never stuck. Met die woord kok te verstik hy. Funny fuck.
I heard cop. It's like, this is
really?
Yeah, I was like, that's such a funny joke, Gasper.
It's like a cop.
This is lovely. Mm. It is lovely. It's heavenly.
Do you want to wash it down since you're choking? They've got some chocolate. What is that?
What is that?
It's like chocolate that? Milk.
Yeah, so from Almond Creamery, we get this amazing almond macadamia nut milk. Mm. They come in various flavors. I brought some of the chocolate milk for you guys today. It's definitely my favorite.
I think Gavin would go slug you fat.
Yeah, it's kind of like a vegan take on a Steri Stumpy. Just a nice chocolatey, milky drink.
I love Steri Stumpy.
You literally just sold him. He's like,
but it's obviously not vegan.
Yeah, so these funny are actually also sweetened with dates. So there's no
with
processed
dates.
Sugar in there. Yeah.
We are so excited. We are talking over our guests.
Everyone's getting very stoked.
That's why I'm just trying to. Okay, I said it is. Okay, Gavin is nog 'n bietjie kortserig, maar dit is geseasoned met dates, Gavin.
Just my hands are slippery now.
It's because of that joke. Okay, now put it in your mouth. Moes hy dit gemeng het 'n bietjie?
Yeah, it's not sugar. Yeah.
Okay, I can excuse me. So I've got this almond and macadamia chocolate nut milk in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put it in my mouth, but I'm first gonna let it like
when you drink wine
sit on my tongue.
What do they call it? Oxygenate.
Is it?
I don't know how to make that word.
And I would have believed you. And here we go.
Good luck. We believe in you. Gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
Kev?
He just looked at it like I've never seen him look at anything in his life. He took a sip and he was just like...
Yeah, he was like, what the? And he's quiet and he's drinking another bit. And he's like, what is this? And he's taking a third sip.
I feel like this is a journey. This is really fun.
It's a journey.
To watch this.
Okay, so Gavin...
So the verdict.
Now he wants to vomit.
I like
want
it.
Want you back in my life.
Maar ek het hierdie begeerd om nog net so 'n bietjie suikertjies by te
You want it to be even sweeter.
Huh?
You want it to be even sweeter.
Ek wil nog net so klein 'n bietjie soeter hê. But I love the fact that it when you like It sal sommige mense dalk 'n bietjie uitfreak that when it's on your tongue that daar seker goedjies is wat nog daar is that you know because this is a drink so you can like you experience like seker stukkies van die almond maar it's actually lekker dit is lekker
but you would put some sugar in there
you wanted to be
I would
even
just like
sweeter.
Put a little sugar
you want like
there,
another date
honest.
In there like another whole date
Miskien so 'n suikerblok in my brain.
So you people who are vegan, you go back in history and see wherever an animal was like what's die woord? Benadeel.
Mm-hmm.
What's that in English?
Mistreated?
Yes. Then Taking you don't adventure? Eat it. Like honey, you wouldn't eat because
no.
Mm.
Because
there's like a weird disconnect. Like some people will still eat honey because they don't see
but
it
vegan,
as an
vegan,
issue.
Vegan.
Yeah, but like ideally you'd try to avoid honey because it's pretty bad for the bees.
Oh gosh, shame. But they must make the honey.
Yeah, but it's
but they must
stressful
make it
the way we harvest the
we
honey.
We harvest them. Look, Werner, as jy nou 'n springbok het wat 'n leeu gevang het en die leeu fok of, sal jy dan nie springbok eet, is dit dan fine?
Ja, kyk, ek dink... Dit is een van die gevalle wat ons lewe nie in hierdie wêreld van necessity nie. We don't go out, we
okay.
don't hunt, we literally go to the supermarket.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, okay. But not for decades. So actually what
centuries
is
actually
remembered as hunting and gathering has now become a factory-based system where
Ooh,
a
no,
pig or
no.
a cow or a chicken is not seen as anything more than a sole and a shoe or
Ooh,
a
this
handbag.
Is very Netflix / YouTube now.
Yeah,
gaan aan.
Yeah, basically, also one of the reasons that drove me towards this lifestyle was just the fact that living beings are seen as a commodity.
Mm.
And when it comes down to the need to survive, we have ample selection of plant-based foods, and it's literally everywhere you go now. It takes a little bit of research to find out what you can and can't eat, but it's the easiest thing. It's such an easy switch to make. So that whole thing of hunting and necessity kind of really just falls out the window when you tweeting on your iPhone and driving with the top down.
Yeah,
you're right, yeah. Eh?
So we should look for the bare necessities.
Bare necessities. Doop dum bum, shoopa poop, dumpa rumpa, sapa.
That's good.
Thank you. I'm scatting.
Quickly, we touched on the health benefits, but also looking at the environmental benefits, which is a big reason a lot of people are going vegan. Can you want to talk about that a little bit while I entice Gavin with the cinnamon?
Some cinnamon buns.
Because it's going to be sweet enough.
Okay, so entice him.
Yes, I mean, what's happening now is basically that the demand for animal-based products has increased to the point where it's currently listed as one of the leading causes of global destruction. We're currently growing enough feed to literally feed the entire human population. All of that's just going to animals to sustain the system. And all of that's basically being done on rainforest territory. We're busy deforesting the planet just to make space to grow soybeans for cows. The cows actually become the largest ocean predator, which is something interesting.
But you know that, Gavin, that the cows poop.
Create a lot of methane.
That's part of the ozone problem.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not even garden.
Poop in the koeien.
Yeah, so it's also feces run down into natural water resources,
often
being
close
polluted
to low-income communities as well.
100%.
That's what I'm tasting.
And the straw thing, that also bothers me a lot, because everyone's like, save the oceans, but fishing nets are one of the biggest causes for plastic particles in the ocean.
Yeah, 100%. People aren't really aware of the amounts of fishing nets that are just cut off and left in the ocean. Those are directly also causing loss of marine life just by becoming entangled in these nets themselves. I think also the whole plastic and being sustainable thing goes hand in hand with veganism quite well, because it is a movement that's trying to create a more sustainable future for the planet. But I do find it slightly hypocritical sometimes that we're always bashing on about certain things like plastic, but ignoring other inconvenient truths like where our food comes from or the impact that the agriculture industry might have on our planet. We can all see that climate is changing drastically. And
except for Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he's blind-eyed.
He's a whirlwind, that guy. But I think at the end of the day, what we need to realize is that we all have to do our bit, whether it's going full vegan or just reducing what you are currently consuming in terms of products that do have quite a detrimental impact on our planet, and just do the best that you can as a person. It's a personal journey for all of us. And I'm not yet trying to convert anyone today, but I would love it if people could go away from this and just do a little bit more research into what they consume, what they eat, and what impact it might have on the planet.
For 5 punte, Werner. Daar is onlangs 'n walvis gevrek. Daar is onlangs 'n walvis gevrek. Nee, daar is ja, ek weet, ek praat verkeerd. Daar is onlangs 'n walvis ontdek wat gevrek het, and they opened him up and what did they discover inside?
Plastic and
yes, 5 points. 5 points for him. Werner. Ja, die arme Wallie. He's full plastic cups.
Ever.
So that is like pollution.
And I think we have a responsibility to the world in some sense. Like,
of course,
I think everyone needs to do their part to kind. If everyone wants to have like children and have generations to supersede them, then it's kind of our responsibility. We can't kind of like close eyes and hope that the next generation will fix the problems we've made.
Fair
what is in your hand? Please.
What am I eating? Sorry. Oh, we have the same question.
So you are eating a cinnamon bun. So
it looks delicious. It feels, I haven't had it in my mouth, it feels as if it's just come out of the oven, but continue.
Yeah, they were freshly baked this morning. Absolutely delicious. So that's one of the simple examples where we just replace butter with coconut fat. We get them from a lovely lady called the Baked Blonde Baker. And she also makes some amazing chocolate and almond croissants for us. She's just launched an amazing vegan ice cream range.
Yeah.
So yeah, all just setting out to give you guys maximum flavor and minimum guilt.
That's what I always feel. Maximum flavor, minimum guilt. That's exactly what he's saying. Tonight's slogan.
It's crazy.
Isn't it, eh?
It's so good. Like, it's Not good that it's so good.
Our extra special guest is here as another one. Bernard Yesokian, where?
The simple bare necessities. Forget
Let's
about
get her in.
Your worries
and then she can
friends.
Eat as well.
I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life.
Hummy. Almal het daai een bel, 'n vreemde karakter wat bietjie gevaarlik is om na kuier te nooi. Iemand wat nog nie volgens die reël speel nie, maar wat groter as die lewe self leef en die vibe neem na waar ook al hulle is. What am I reading by the way? 'N Risiko, maar op die regte maniere.
Okay, you're reading the press release for the song.
Okay,
which is a local song. Okay, go on.
Die is Hummy.
Okay, Hummy is not going to sing.
En hy, sy snor, sy sweetpak en sy splinternuwe enkelsnit is hier om jou partytjie op sy kop te draai. Bruce Lee is 'n elektroniese tong in die kies dansende. Is dis wat we listen to now? Met meer skop as die konkoksie wat die oom van die mamboestalletjie in sy agterplaas aan mekaar geslaan het.
Who wrote this?
I don't know. Iemand wat die partytjie ninja, what does that mean? Partytjie ninja.
That's on the antwoord probeer wat doen.
En selfs die mees konservatiewe siel sal losket. Daar is tonne ritme, aansteeklike techno klanke en effekte. Lekker lirieke en onblusbare energie. En there's a lot of like ends in this sentence.
Ja, en is aansteeklik want jy hoes vreeslik.
Ja, kan nie asie. En pulsende bus wat jou tot in jou diepste
pulsende bus. Oh, okay.
Wat jou tot in jou diepste binneste sal roer en jou agterkwart. Hey, spontaan aan die beweeg sal sit.
Ek wou sê.
So the sentence is spontaan aan beweeg sal sit. Do you all say that?
Ja, well in Plattelandse Afrikaans, ja. Jy maak my Bruce Lee.
What does that mean? Hummy beskryf homself as 'n optimistiese kerel met
Hummy
met 'n positiewe uitkyk oor die lewe. Hier om sy lewe te geniet en nie te veel te stres oor goed buite sy beheer nie.
Okay.
Oor planne vir sy loopbaan.
Ja, wat sê hom?
Verklap hy nou min. Maar sê dat, komma, wanneer hy 'n idee kry en daarin glo, ja, hy dit met volle hart aangryp. Mm-hmm. So, aanhangers,
soos Bruce Lee.
Ja. Van hierdie snit kan uitsien na nog baie in sy eie woorde. Is daar net een groep wat waarskynlik nie regtig van Hummy se musiek hou nie.
En wie's daai groep?
Dooie mense.
Jy ken ons jiu-jitsu, Christian.
I doen.
Wil jy hier op jiu-jitsu?
Glad nie. Okay. Ek is okay.
Okay, so that was the Casper Radio Show.
Out there.
A section.
What happened to all of our jingles and
beware.
Our stings?
It was deleted in the big storm of 1800. Okay. And we're searching for them.
Okay, because I missed them.
I know we have wonderful normal stings.
Yeah.
I know. I'm backtracking now because we got a special extra guest here. And I don't know whether she knows about internet radio, but I think she'll be fine with it. But I always...
What are you scared of? Why do you say that?
No, because I don't know her that well. I've always seen her. I've seen her especially on... certain production, TV productions, I was there and she's there and she's always such a wonderful, bubbly person. And I thought, the other day I was on Facebook and I saw her and I thought, yeah, ek wou wel nog altyd op die show gehad het. Let me try. And she, well, that was in 2016. But now she's available.
Yay!
And that's Anne Williams.
Hello.
So we are allowed to swear because people of certain, what noem is die? Denomination,
yeah. Sure.
Listen to us, and some don't. So we. It's like the nice people listening to us, but I won't swear a lot because I've got my civilized respect for you, Anne.
Oh, darling. Do you remember that New Year's Eve show?
Yeah, now
when
I do.
You were Mozart. You were
I remember the men.
Yes, you were carried on a litter.
Yes.
Do you remember that lovely... It was a New Year's Eve show that we shot for two.
Just imagine, what thrilling, if Mozart was still living. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now I remember.
Yes. Wait, so you'd...
I was the director.
Tell us
producer.
About... Oh, wait, were you the director?
Yes,
for sure.
Please
introduce our guest, Casper.
I said Anne Williams.
What does she do?
Well, ask her.
What do you do?
What do I do?
I did read your bio. I'm just for the folks at home.
Quite a few things.
You've done a lot.
My career as a television director is one of them. Mm. And those are the days of the SABC. Good old days of the SABC.
Mm. Uh-huh. You were a continuity.
Yes, and that as well. So I did a continuity. I was Wednesdays.
Oh, were you the Wednesday
from
girl?
From 4 until 8.
Were you the same era as Michael Hobbs on a Friday?
Yes. So it used to go English early session. Do you remember? You'd go on air at 4 to 8, then the news, dunk, and then it would go to Afrikaans.
Oh.
So Monday, I think it was Monday, was Dorianne Berry.
Yes.
Tuesday, that was the English early.
Yeah.
English late
when
Tuesday.
When is this now?
When was this? Before,
yeah. Before you were born.
Okay, I get that a lot. So,
I was born
Tuesday
2 minutes
was
ago.
Pauline.
I think 80s.
Pauline Bailey.
I remember that name.
And then I was Wednesday early, followed by Rita van den Heer.
Ah. Rita, I know Rita.
Eight and Dice.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. And then Thursday, I can't remember, who was the Thursday?
Adrian Speedman?
No, I can't remember the Thursday late night.
Oh, he did.
Yvonne Banning. Yvonne Banning. Friday was Michael Hobbs. Saturday was Peter Miller. And Sundays used to alternate. Early Afrikaans, early English. Sunday. And it was Bobby Lang.
Now, these two millennials don't know what we're talking
no,
about.
They don't. They don't.
Your memory is astonishing.
But
she
not
worked.
For
yesterday.
She worked there. Of course you'll remember. Yeah. You know, I'm 107 and they asked me about the Casper radio show. I remember you, Gavin.
Okay, thank you.
There was this man.
Thankfully, this Gavin. Baldy.
This Baldy. Listen. Christian, I wanted to ask you something now, and I've forgotten because he interrupted.
I'm so sorry.
Because I'm old.
TV, television.
Friday nights, there was a guy called Michael Hobbs, and then he used to wink, and the whole country would be wet.
That sounds a bit creepy.
He was very good looking.
He was very good looking, and we were all waiting for him to wink. Mm. That was the ghost from Tanzania.
And Mike was... also from my hometown, interesting. I was from Grahamstown, so he was at Grahamstown.
You're a Grahamy.
I am, sir.
You know that I started my career in Grahamstown?
No.
At the Grahamstown National Festival.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a different career.
Hello, South Africa. In 1986, Grahamstown, groundbreaking, my career was made. I came home to Stellenbosch. Carried once again by the Mozart litter people.
They've been carrying you for like the last
and how
X amount of years.
They're now 48. But yes.
Yeah,
it was absolutely. So we got the fuzzy vegan here.
Yes. I heard.
And I want you to if you want to we were tasting. I don't know what you
I
want.
I would love her to taste the cinnamon buns. Do you like sweet things?
Not really, but
do
that
you like
looks
salty
smaller.
Things.
Yes.
Let her taste that.
Let her taste that first.
And what about the wheat first. Thing? Are there any
No, that's spanner.
What is this?
Oh, that's a joke I made.
Sorry. But what about the wheat things? Are there, there's the you know, the gluten-y things?
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Okay, give her a wheat thing. Okay.
That's what we're eating
now. So what you're eating there is a seitan biltong. So that one's
quite, tries to
quite chewy.
Okay, she's not very happy. Anymore.
You can do it. Just put
I can do this.
Put it in your mouth and just start chewing. Masticating. Ooh, that's a pretty word.
Here we go.
What do you think?
It's like eating an eraser.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it will go soft a bit later. Is that?
I don't think this. I'm sorry. I should be saying nice things about your product.
No, you can't.
Not so
if you don't like it, spuch it out and Kent will eat it. And we can give you the. Where's the wheat stuff for her?
Mm.
We shouldn't start.
It's a bit hot.
Give
her. Okay.
What about the pulled bacon?
Yes.
No.
What do you like?
Mm.
But it's not bacon. So it's
that's not bacon. Should, that's good.
I think we should definitely try one of the cheesecakes that I brought.
Ooh, so but she doesn't like sweet things.
No, it's cheesecake won't be too bad, hey? All right.
So it's actually also gluten-free
we
and
don't
sugar-free.
Have a
perfect. That's my stuff.
Yeah, oh, we found.
She's opening it.
Did
she spuch out the biltong? Did she eat it?
Oh, she's still trying.
I'm
sorry,
well,
Anne.
This is interesting.
No, Anne will hold it against me. She doesn't know me that well, Christian. No, she held it all against
we gave her the chili thing, burn her
yeah,
palate.
You gave her like something to burn.
Okay. So she's holding it in her hand.
This looks wonderful,
it's
eh? Got,
what is it? A cheesecake?
Yeah, so that's a cashew-based cheesecake.
Lovely.
She's eating it?
Oh, yes.
Was that?
Was it lovely?
There we go.
Perfect.
That was a quick oh
well,
yes.
That's very quick.
Like
no, that's instant. I'm like those guys on MasterChef. Yeah. It's super.
What does it taste
very
like?
Very nice. It's got a nice tang to it. Mm. Bit of lemon, bit of citrus, offset by a little bit of sweetness.
Oh.
And,
so cheese is a no-no for you vegans?
Yes.
100%.
Perfect. So, I wouldn't know the difference. So it's like a regular cheesecake.
We've been honing on about you don't know the difference.
Mm. Yes. No, you don't.
That's okay, great. Now I want
maybe on the biltong.
Those buns are amazing.
Maybe on the biltong. Okay, but I love the biltong. But for me, I don't know. It wasn't that chewy. Okay, I'm going to do the cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Bun.
Bun. Cinnamon sugar.
You're going to love it.
Okay, you think?
I know. And he's putting it in his mouth.
Mmm.
Yes.
It's like a pancake orgasm. Frosty the Snowman.
I had no words when it was in my mouth.
Pardon?
Have a bite.
Taste. You must taste that.
Alrighty.
And this is what? Banner, what is that?
It's our cinnamon bun.
Yeah, but what is that?
So this
oh
like
yes,
a rollicky
oh, nice.
Full deliciousness, basically, and a bicky cinnamon.
But it's
actually a white pastry. So as opposed to using butter, we've got coconut oil in it.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
And it's rolled up with some delicious cinnamon, brown sugar, and baked at the perfect temperature for your.
Didn't the bee die because of the sugar?
No.
Okay, so that's fine. That's kosher.
Yeah.
But it's lovely. No.
This is very, very good.
Are you allowed to use syrup in your restaurant?
Yeah, 100%. So okay. We actually use agave syrup, which is comes from the tequila plant. So technically, it should make you happy. But we try and use unrefined sugars as far as we can, just to make it.
Okay,
slightly
now frog, yeah, frog for Anne, because it's actually about her. Now we're making it about you again.
Yeah, so I mean,
Christian,
sorry.
I think it seems that Anne obviously knows you quite well, so maybe she can give us some dirt from.
That's a good one. That's
I have no dirt on Casper except that he makes me laugh enormously. And we
bless
couple
you.
Of things. Mm. And one of the other jobs that I do is I direct for Johan Stemmet at Vernoot Vernoot. So. Mm.
Still up till today. The best show's still on air.
How many seasons has that show been?
I think it's 40.
That is insane.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's a lot. And
why does he like you so much?
You know, we're old friends from the early days of television. And there's a loyalty in amongst everyone.
Mm.
And we all think along the same lines. And as Johan always says, a happy crew makes a happy production. Mm. And it's absolutely true.
Mm.
And
Yeah,
we all know each other, understand each other. There's no temperament. There's none of that. We all get on. We laugh a hell of a lot.
Mm, that's great.
But I remember the one or two of the times with you. And what is your character, the old man with a stick?
Ungali Mari.
Ungali.
It was like panic
was
in my eyes.
Utterly obnoxious. Now, when you're directing cameras, you know, you've got to get, somebody over here is answering, so you're shooting over here. But out of the corner of your eye, you can see a stick, a walking stick, shifting along the counter and then coming in here. Bam! Poking and being, it was just awful. It was bloody funny. So we edited quite a lot of all of that lovely Ooh. Stuff. Oom Kali's quite a, he's a character.
Quite a, as you say, obnoxious character. And there was also a guy called Hanu Gelderblom, who was, I think he sang a medley once on Nerd Pune. Yeah, like grey
yes.
hair, remember?
Yes.
And I think Jonita's Karumba was on as a guest. And, well, oh, Hanu and his daughter sang. Yeah, but that's I always speak to Anne a bit there on the Nerd for Nerd recordings, and then I thought, yeah, I want to talk to her more. And that this is the longest we've ever talked in our lives.
Oh
is
my
now.
Goodness!
Yeah,
what?
But I see him at the theater quite a lot.
Yeah, okay, wait. So when you directed, was there like when?
What? So
but she's in the box.
I'm in the box. Oh. So when you do a production that you're part of, you know, the whole team has made a production like the New Year's Eve show. So there would be quite a lot of negotiations with Casper beforehand. What are we doing? Where are we going? The recordings. So there was interaction, costume, and that sort of thing. And then you go and you shoot what's being created for this New Year's Eve show. And we shot it in the November in time for the New Year. And people were rolling out of that studio wishing everybody they were paralytic. They'd been drinking. It was a great, great fun. So there I would have known, had some interaction with Casper. But something like Nerd for Nerd, where you're the technical director.
Yeah.
You're in the box. So you're just making that happen.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's why.
Oh, yeah, wow. No. We're driving a bit. Obviously, we've spoken more than three words, but I'm just glad to have you here and that you've actually agreed to come. But you're also doing something now. You're like training people.
Yes.
Tell me. What?
Well, it sounds like a lion tamer cracking the whip. No, coaching, I suppose, is a better expression.
Okay, sorry.
No. But I said training, and then I saw somebody on Facebook saying coaching. I thought that sounds much nicer.
Okay.
So yes.
I'm readjusting the brain to say coaching. You know, we all do so many other things, lots of other things. So I'd always had a parallel career, radio and television. I used to whiz down from the television studios, go down to 5FM. Do the news, do some theatre reports and those sort of things for Brian. So that was a long time, so I was always doing that. Then I also worked on SAFM. So there's always been a parallel career, as I say, radio and television. And with that comes a lot of experience because of television. So I've been, and I have to tell you what I'm qualified for. I'm a qualified coach. I'm a qualified speech teacher.
Oh.
Amongst them, yes. So you know what? Young people come out of colleges, many of them, or people who get up on stage to speak, and they have very little of that training that in my age and in your time, I'm sure, Casper, as well, there was a lot more drilling and grilling, and you were, you know, there was every single day you did vocal training. It doesn't happen like that anymore.
Follow my eyes.
I've gotten better, okay.
So that's the experience.
So please just listen to him. He's slicking his words. You said speak. Very nicely. Did you hear? You say speak, not speak.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so.
Welcome to the Comedy Central roast of Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen to her when she talks to you and you mispronounce things.
It's really putting me on the spot today.
So that's what I do. Take on young people who are qualified, come out of colleges and so on. Yes, isn't the thing.
Inverted commas.
And getting ready for auditions. The TED speakers, we did some coaching with them because, again, I've got a great idea and I want to share it. Mm. But sometimes the shape of the piece isn't lekker, and also the delivery and all of those things.
You can
it's very
trim
different.
That.
You pull it in. So I do all that as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
I love it. You know what, Casper, and it's you too. We're of that generation. Maybe not quite Gavin yet. But we've got to do it, huh? Because there is a legacy that you've got to hand on and say, look, you're a hell of a lot more sharp than I ever was at your age. You've got technology at your hands. You've got all of that stuff. But I've got the good old foundation, which never changes.
That's right.
And until we share that, and it's the same with television direction, the same with plotting cameras. It's the same as all of that. It's a world standard, and it's never going to change.
So, on YouTube, I found an Anne Williams singing, but this is not
you. It's not me.
I don't know if she's singing or that's a synthesizer. So thank God it's not you. Because there is an Anne Williams out there singing it's like a lot this. Of it. I'm so sorry to tell you. So you got ample experience of every.
She's got
you're right.
Ample experience.
Ample? You see, you're funny.
But it just can't speak.
It was just enunciate and diction.
Diction.
That's good. And tell me, what do you like the most? Or do you like everything?
What?
in my career.
Yeah, I mean, but you said you're running from this to this. Yeah, to this. I love it. I mean, you are now on, what was
classic,
it?
Isaiah, classic one or two.
So do you play, do you say, and now we have Mozart's B minor in four slips.
Yes. That's you.
I want to do that one.
Love it.
And are you on your own there in the studio?
Yes. Yes.
Do you like it? Don't you think this is more cozy?
It's fun. This is great, all this chat.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Does it get lonely?
No.
I'm like not weirdly like conscious of how
no.
I say things.
Very
good. And it's beautiful.
Listen to yourself.
We should just have Anne like pop in every week, being like,
give you a little, pull you up.
Yeah.
But so what do I like the most? I like anything that has to do with entertainment in any way or form. I love going to the theatre. I love going to shows. I'm just one of those people. I'm readily and easily satisfied.
Do you smoke?
No, I used to.
But she's got a beautiful voice.
Like
but
a very, like a tinge of a rasp.
Of erotic rasps.
What? No. It's not that kind of training.
But she's got a nice voice.
Yes.
Yeah. But it could be
it's
smoke.
It's almost like
induced.
She's been speaking on the radio.
I've also got a bit of a head cold, so that kind of helps. That's
keep that.
Keep it.
Won't we keep that head cold? Because it's beautiful. I love it.
But you know what radio it is? It's more immediate, I suppose. Mm. If I had to make a decision, it's radio. Mm. Because it's more immediate. Plus, I grew up with radio. When I was a child, Christian, there was no television.
Oh my God, what is the world?
So it was Springbok Radio and the English service, or the Afrikaans service.
Yes.
So at lunchtime, going home to lunch in Grahamstown, because you could, because school's closed at lunchtime, go home, and from 1 o'clock till 1:10 was Springbok Radio News, and then get up, turn the radio over to the English service, and then catch the regional service, you see. So, and our entertainment was sitting of an evening. I sound like I'm 95 years old.
Yes.
With my mom knitting or whatever. So we used to listen to radio every single night.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very relaxing. Mm-hmm.
That sounds familiar.
Right. Yeah, we used to listen
But television started in 76, didn't
76.
It?
76. And that was when I joined. When I left varsity, they were not on air yet. And they were recruiting people. So they recruited. They were looking for people who had, I think sometimes foolishly, a degree, because it doesn't necessarily make you good at being a production secretary. The best thing I was good at was typing. You know, yes, I've got typing. You're in. So I did that. And so we began television in 76. So we were trained. I was in on the third or the fourth training course.
Yeah.
And we were trained by the BBC.
And
they were all extraordinary men. So when those first broadcasts happened, they were to the T. Finding our feet and all of that, new technology, because very few people knew about television. Very few people. Some of the people that were managers and so on had maybe come from what was, you know, Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, or from overseas. Mm. But generally, it was all brand new and fresh.
Yeah.
And we had to create programs because there weren't that many that were available from overseas, certainly not British because of the equity ban. So a lot of it was American stuff. So, what I'm saying.
And Mannheim se Sage, I remember.
That was yes,
Marius and Sandra Prinsloo.
Exactly. And just think about some of the things. Probably if you watched them now, they'd be draggy as anything. But it was extraordinary because people were creating stuff for South Africans.
Mm. Yeah.
But of course, really? Completely racially divided, which was very hard to deal with.
Was it like a weird time?
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting. In fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24
violence.
Hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars. Woo!
So this was in Springbok Radio.
What
is it?
Is this?
An authentic South African police series, Squad Cars.
Was this a radio show?
Yeah.
Radio play, drama.
It sounds like a TV show.
Yeah.
No, it's like radio.
It's like Knight Riders.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They were the great actors. Stewie, oh, God, I can't remember. Brian O'Shaughnessy, or Gordon Mulholland. Those are all the names.
Were they local?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God, what a journey.
They recorded at Sonovision Studios and at the SABC. And they're great studios downstairs at the SABC for recording dramas. You know, with all the boxes with the gravel and the tape and the thing and the smashing glass. And it was fantastic.
South Africa, what's your favorite meal? Sports? Weather? And what's your greatest car, South Africa?
There's so much nostalgia right now.
Lovely sunny skies and Chevrolet, huh?
Right.
Well, you sure sound like South Africa to me.
We are.
But I'm sad that we don't get more jingles nowadays.
Plays rugby, sunny skies and Chevrolet. Oh, sorry, Anne.
It's all right.
It's actually nice, eh?
Anyway, I've taken it straight off topic here. So I answered your question. Yes, radio.
But that was funny.
Was that time when TV started becoming a thing? Was that a weird time? Like kind of gold rushy insanity? What was it like? Was it very calm? We just let it happen?
Well, the history is that, of course, it was never going to be allowed. I think we were the last country in the world to get television.
Yes.
And so when Herzog finally allowed it, the floodgates opened.
Herzog was the minister of TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Culture, yeah, culture. Not TV. There was no TV. Of culture. And except for a tribe somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, we were the only country without TV.
Do you mean
TV.
To say the road was his first name Barry?
No, it was J.M., wasn't it?
J. Yeah, that's a Trump hat. That's Albert Herzog. I think it's Albert Herzog.
Albert, yeah, the tower's named.
Living for the history lesson.
Oh. It's Albert Herzog who said, okay, have Satan in your home then.
So we arrived.
Hello!
So that is what happened.
Yeah, so was it weird? No, I think it was the most invigorating thing. For me, little Grahamstown girl, whoop, here we are, bang, Johannesburg. And I was in this group of extraordinary people that I'd never met before. I was very lucky. I was Bill Forrest's secretary.
What?
And Louis Manny. So I was Bill's PS.
You arrived as a secretaryessa?
Yeah, I was a PS. Man.
She could type very well.
She's a nice type, eh?
And a PS had to do everything.
Yeah.
The budget, the thing. It wasn't just somewhere at Duxton. You did it. And then when you get into the van or the box or wherever you are, you call the shots next to your director. So you're doing the script as well. So
you are doing it.
The production secretary does that.
Wow.
What?
So it's all quite a different setup now.
You touched on it earlier on, but I want to go deep into it. What was... Look at Casper looking at me. I'm ignoring
that's
him.
That's erotic fucking language. Yeah?
Look who's talking.
Very, very innocent.
What was the... In the olden days, so obviously you had very white productions and you had like colored or black productions, right? But what was the vibe like in the studio? Did you have like... and I'm talking now about like the old sort of, you know, when TV just started.
When TV started, Gavin, it was only for whites.
Right, so
and then white people went, oh, we're forgetting someone.
Oh, just, you know, 90% of the population.
Majority of the population. Let's give them something as well.
And it was done. That's quite right. The studios in Commissioner Street were turned into whatever that was. Mm. But this is slightly off topic, but I give it to you as an example. Is that, to be honest, I was always in some kind of trouble because I was, in their mind, pushing the boundaries. So, for example, I had Sam Moray in a special with, I think it was Kim Kelly, I can't recall now. And I had to, I was told to cut out a workaround. I had her leaning against the wall and he had his arm against the wall and he was singing about 6-10 inches away from her face.
It's too close.
And her ankle was exposed.
And, you know, another one that was sitting on a box with her on the set and it was too close and stuff like that. I never forget.
Have you ever?
Wait for this one. You've done Artie's Awards. You've presented at Artie's Awards.
I've never.
No.
And I will go before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
So sorry.
Via Fiacco.
Artie's was just before mine.
Okay.
So I was still at school.
So Artie's Awards were these... the South African equivalent of the Oscars.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, no, it was a big thing. We watched it.
Massive. You know, it was like, sit down and wait for this huge event. And so, you know, you have trophy poppies that come on.
Yes.
Like the Oscars. It's all Oscars.
There's the thing, and they come this way, and off we go. I said, I don't want poppies. I want two very handsome men in dinner suits, please. Okay. So, who? So I said, well, we're cutting corners here. Let's get some people from our building. There's two terribly good-looking guys. One of them is Lennox, who has now passed on, but he was head of production services or something, a colored man or maybe a black man. I don't know, but he's incredibly handsome. And somebody else, a white chap. I have to use the color because this is what the story's about. Yeah. Great. And then they look and go, and why did you choose Lennox? I said, because he's terribly handsome and he works here. He comes free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not allowed, don't cut to him when he's walking on to put the
thing. Oh, my word.
But that you see.
And you just sort of, yeah, right. Oh, oops. I did
it.
No. It was that. So
that's how you push the boundaries.
So that's how, it's that sort of, hindsight, it's bloody stupid and silly. And I hesitate to say laughable, but.
Yeah.
Laughable.
Today we laugh about
it. And I've still got newspaper cuttings of some of that stuff, you know, and you feel quite humiliated or part of having to do that and to some extent having to go with it.
Mm. Yeah.
And work. Oh, it wasn't. And then on top of it, we also produced Pop Shop. So then.
Oh, we scanned up Pop Shop the other day, yeah?
And so we used to get videos in from the record companies. They bring once a week and then they come with their bags and their things and this is the latest Kate Bush and here's the latest whatever. Fabulous. So you allocate that each record company gets a fair spread. But then you had to view these things. Mm. And you go, that's absolutely cool. And then you go, somebody goes, isn't that a Satan's head? And you go, is that a goat? Was that a goat? Was that a crop? Was that a, you know, one of those five stars? Thinking, where? What? Who? And then there was a committee. That would sit.
Like frame by frame.
It was that.
We had Peter V the other day, and we've talked about Pop Shop and the Springbok Radio hit records, remember?
Yes.
I used to I talked about Pop Shop and how it was just cut all the time. The videos weren't long. Mm. It just had like a little bit, and then it was like very quick. And it was David Gresham, put your fingers in your arse and reach for the stars or something. And then we had a little bit of song, and then they said, okay, that's enough. Now we're going to go to the church service to watch the sermons.
We had half an hour. It was half an hour.
It felt like 10.
But
minutes, I mean.
Yeah. But I'm making it all sound terrible, but I'm just responding to what you asked me. There were some extraordinary people, extraordinary things, and wonderful stuff that did go down, and boundaries were absolutely pushed, and there was some really good, and there were really, I mean, extraordinary work that came out.
You know, we scunnered at the beginning of the show about Queen, and that the movie's out, and that we're going to the show tonight, the live Queen show, and that they were banned by MTV because they were in drag in I Want to Bake Free. And you Bake Free? I Want to Bake Free. That is a vegan song.
That is a vegan song. Liberate.
But once again, you go, what? And those days, it was horrible.
A man in a wig and a dress. Like, how dare they?
And now it's like RuPaul's Drag Race, season 19. But in those days, so we forget. It's like so conservative on all levels. But who's this, Christian?
So someone photoshopped my head onto a zombie, but the zombie is is disgusted by the brain because I don't eat meat.
That's me. No, I'm the brain.
Oh, you're the brain. Okay, you're
and
the
I
brain.
I say vile things.
Oh, okay, and I go,
and that brown you're walking on, that's Gavin.
And it says, Woody says hi, Casper, Christian, and Gavin. Groete.
Fun?
Woody.
Runaway Woody.
It literally says Woody says hi.
Thanks, Woody. This is the first WhatsApp we have received in how many weeks?
20 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
This is a special moment.
I'm literally 2 seconds away from bursting into tears.
Can I play this?
Yes.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
Every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart, and if it involves a beloved pet, even better! Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Bravecto. So, Anne, we have this little segment where we ask one of our guests to tell us a really adorable, cute story about one of their pets. Mm. It can be one growing up. It can be one now. Tell us a cute, funny...
Cute. Well...
Heartwarming,
I think it is. Yes. I don't recall it because I was little. I was a toddler. Mm-hmm. But both my parents validate that it happened, and somebody else who was visiting at the time. Uh-huh. So they had... I've always grown up with animals, and one of them was Dusty, who was a very cute, sleek, black-haired taxi. And I used to crawl into Dusty's basket, apparently, and sleep with him, get curled up in the basket with him. I could crawl into the basket and sleep with him, and he put up with me. But then Mom would come and she'd see he'd got four paws. It was just to push me out. But he was clearly very fond of me. Aww. And apparently, just like now, I talked quite a lot before I could walk. So I was yabby. I was always talking. I never got off my ass at all. Until one day, Mom came down, and there was me having a toddling down the passage with Dusty holding my wrist. And he supported me and... handled, he helped me walk down the passage.
We don't deserve animals.
Is that not the sweetest thing?
That is
thing?
The sweetest story.
So that's my warm and fuzzy. And I think...
See, Duxie.
Yeah.
It's a Duxie again, eh? Have you got your new one now?
Yes, I have. Of
What's her
I
name?
Have. Coco.
Oh, yeah, it's Coco.
But she's mixed between a Duxie and a Jack Russell. Ooh.
So would she rather eat Kenya than accompany her?
But she's eaten all Kenya's, like the brand new tackies that I bought Kenya now in New York. It's finished.
Opgekoko.
But I've always loved those dogs.
Yeah.
I've always loved those dogs.
And then we had other Duxies.
What color?
That one was his black and he was sleek. But then many years later, I was already in Johannesburg and working here. My parents got, and they were not that sort of popular at the time, miniature long-haired Daxies. And his name was Gladly. And it was, his name came from Gladly because of the joke of the teddy bear that had buttons for his eyes, but they were like this. And this little girl, they were cross-eyed, and this little girl was in church with her teddy bear, and the minister said, "That's a nice little teddy bear. What's his name?" And she said, "Gladly." And she said, "Why?" She said, "It was Gladly the cross-eyed bear." So my dad had always remembered that, and so Gladly was the dog, and the bitch, and then they had a litter, and I got the litter, and I won, and his name was Granville.
Granville was the love
of my life. Yes, he was. If he'd have been a human, he'd have been a bit fey. He would have worn a signet ring on his
pinky. Oh, yeah,
he'd have been one of those. Yes, he was a bit above it.
What do we say in English?
Yeah, droll, a bit droll. Yeah, well, but a bit sort of, yeah, a bit precious.
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 Vanna, jy eet nie diere nie, maar het jy dit?
Ek eet diere, ja.
Vertel.
So ek het 3 baie stoute rescue toy pumps by die huis.
Oh, wat is 'n rescue toy pump?
Daar is storms wanneer dit honde reën en jy gaan letterlik uit met 'n mandjie en jy vang 'n toy pump.
En is hulle 'n familie van mekaar?
Hulle is 'n familie, ja, 'n mamma en 'n pappa en 'n seentjie.
And you just rescued the whole family?
Yeah, so they belong to a friend that moved out of the country, so we're taking care of them now. More like they taking care of us.
Are they happy? Mm.
Yeah, so happy.
Okay. Are they fluffy? So
they're super fluffy. But other than them, I also have 2 border collies and a Scottish terrier.
Are you allowed to have so many dogs?
Shh.
You are, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
I just got a call from my lawyer. You are. You are allowed.
Yeah,
one so can have 14 dogs in a flat, so it's fine. But Anne, I've also heard that you rescue dogs left, right and center.
Well, I don't keep them. We've just... In fact, this week, I just feel for these animals and for the people that have lost them. And two friends on the same day, Barry the Basset made a bolt for it at 9 o'clock at night.
And it was
the
night.
His name was Barrent.
Barrent the Basset that is buried.
And he shot out of Trevor's driveway at about 9 o'clock and I sneaked out. But you see, he hadn't been neutered, which I'll get to. Anyway, that was the night of that terrible storm this week. Terrible.
What a crazy storm.
It was horrible, and I'm lying in bed thinking, where's Barry, where's Barry? He was eventually found the next morning. Mm-hmm. He'd found cover and shelter at the Evangelische Kerk in West Dean on Toby Road. He was sitting there, and the pastor found him under the thing. Thank God for that. But not so good is Cody, who's another friend's dog, who's also made a bolt for
it. Oh, Cody's my dog's name.
And Cody's also still got his bullockies. So, and he hasn't come back, so we're a bit worried about that. I'm worried about this. Is my friend's dog again, so I'm in a bit of a state, with the result that I have a little Yorkie, Tiggs, who's now 2.5, nearly 3, and I've been holding on to his testicles, not physically, he must keep his testicles thing until he fully develops. Tuesday morning, he's in for a snip. That's it.
Yeah. No, it's better. It's so much
better. Is it going to go now Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
Oh, let's say a word for Cody.
Cody, come back.
And then I think I should also go.
I think so.
It's time, you know.
For moral support. Yeah. Oh, you mean go for the nip and tuck? Oh, snip.
Yeah, I was trying to be funny.
Sorry, I was being blonde.
This animal story was brought to you by Perfecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
Now, and we're not going to let you rest now, because when you were small, you said what was his name?
Dusty.
Dusty escorted you through the halls of your home. Surely you had the radio on with some music. So what I want to know is, years and years ago, can you remember a song that you first listened to and said, I want to hear that song again? Yeah. And like the first pop record in a hit record in your head?
Sure. As a child... the Sound of Music. So we're not going to do The Sound of Music.
No, we've done that. Please, not again.
There was Peter, Paul and Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, Paul and Mary.
And which song?
Oh, we had to go and watch their farewell concert in His Majesty's Cinema.
Where's that?
It was
that?
Terrible.
Where's
it was Grahamstown. It was a huge cinema. One of the biggest cinemas in the
country.
I've
never been to Grahamstown.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's lovely, yeah. It's like there's an air.
What was it? Peter, Paul and Mary.
I can tell you. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Love Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah. Shall we play that a bit? And then we can... No, we didn't... Okay.
It's really sad.
Give fans something else.
Oh, that's Peter, Paul and Mary.
I learn something new every time I come
know.
On the show.
And then there was the Seekers. They had the...
Seekers who had Puff now. We were Puff now.
Okay.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea. Mary has been on it. The autumn mist in a land gone
loved that rascal and brought him strings and sealing wax.
What?
And other
sealing wax.
Sealing wax.
Oh, Puff the magic dress.
Shut up, Mary.
Lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Connery.
And this is the music video.
The magic dragon.
Oh, it's like
Marlon Brando
Rhapsody, but like with older people.
And frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called
Connery.
Together they would travel.
Oh, it's
like
one of those.
I actually
it's
like
Chaucer.
Jackie kept. Lookout,
perched on. I'm looking for the Seekers. Very.
He is seeking.
But I like this.
It's beautiful.
Sirens would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name.
Oh, now it gets sad.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea.
this The Seekers?
No.
What is this one called?
Okay, which one then?
The Seekers.
Which one was that play? Old Fashioned Song?
It was their last one. Are you sure it's The Seekers?
This sounds like a circus.
New Seekers. Was it the New Seekers?
That was like a 1920s from.
The New Seekers. Let's forget The Seekers.
No, it's not. It's like Eurovision. It's like Eurovision.
Well, I really wasn't sure this left. This is what I was thinking. Okay, let me rather get to my teenage years.
Okay, we'll get there now.
So there were three groups.
Okay, wait, can I just finish this?
Yeah. Sorry.
Germany, represented by Auchlin and Mädchen, with Sing Hallelujah.
There's like a bunch of Polish people going crazy. Like,
hallo, Düsseldorf. This is Poland calling. Germany, one point. Okay, what was the year?
I would love to go to a Eurovision.
Oh my God.
So I was there. I want to go again.
When?
I was in Norway.
Which year?
2010. I nearly
said
19.
Wow, that was recent.
2010. Yeah. It's the most expensive country. That's why I never went back. Because it like ruined me financially. But it was fantastic.
And the event was just outrageous.
Oh, it was fantastic. And already now you got semi-final one, semi-final two, and final. So it's like a whole
it's
week.
It's a lot.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Are you hoping the next one is like in Greece or something? Where it's
in
like
Tel Aviv, Israel, so I'm not going.
Oh, okay.
But if it's like Sweden wins or something in Tel Aviv, I'll go again.
My favorite fact that we learned from the Rhino people was that...
No, that's a segue. Jeez.
This is a segue, but you're going to see how it loops
in Germany
around.
With the new Seekers.
So the fact that the Kruger National Park is about the size of Israel.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
I know. Eurovision. So, Anne, when you were a teenager.
What was the music? So we had to squeak and squawk to find LM Radio.
What is LM Radio? Is that like that underground pirate?
Christian?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Peter V told us about LM Radio. Remember Uncle Peter?
It's all coming back.
Uncle Peter, it ons vertel. Van oom John Burks. Onthou jy?
Yes, all of these children.
Yeah.
So you had to sit outside and...
Hallo?
Yeah. Least on the Scottish, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, but then that is how we heard the Beatles properly. We heard the Rolling Stones, and we heard all of that.
Now you were more rebelly.
Yeah, then you were more rebelly.
And
you
what
could
was that?
Do that.
Give me a title. I must
from
play.
The Beatles.
Oh
it was the Beatles. It was Ticket to Ride. Let's go. Ticket to Ride.
Okay.
Or any of those. That's early Beatles.
Yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, I know. But that's okay. We're going to...
I'm like Sergeant Pepper.
But, Werner, jy moet ook 'n bietjie dink aan toe jy jonk was, wat 5 jaar gelede was. Wat die songs was, wat jy...
How old is
she? 32.
Oh, you're not, but you look young. You look you're like 24.
It's the vegan diet.
It's the vegan, you see.
Yeah, we're glowing. There's no lights on in the studio, actually, if you look closely.
I know. I'm looking for the ticket, but they've got so many songs.
All right, what
Norwegian
have
we got? Wood.
Yes.
I know that.
Oh no, Blackbird.
Just when I found the music video.
Blackbird.
No, wait, I'm looking for it. I've got a ticket to write. Can't buy me love.
Here's
Yellow
the music
submarine.
Video.
Wait,
does it look familiar?
Huh? Is this a ticket?
Yes, it is.
Whoa. And then I remember it.
Very early.
I'm gonna take it to ride.
And this was intense music, right? Like this was this not kosher?
That's okay.
Was it okay?
Not for old people. She don't care. But she don't care that minor people, old people went. Oh, this is what's this? Did you see my dog, Anne? It's here.
I did. Aww. I know. Yeah, it's all about kids. She was in
green when I was around. Hey, yeah, and
you, probably have to say one of my the old favorites. Well, from when I can remember, is a song by Placebo called "Pure Morning."
I don't know what he's talking about.
Neither.
What a song by Christopher.
Placebo.
Placebo.
He's very
the sea bone.
Placebo.
Oh, placebo. I know.
Yes.
Isn't that something when you're born?
No, that's a placenta.
Is it, isn't it a pill you have to drink?
It's placebo? Like homeopathic medicine.
Like and what is the song of placebo that you remember?
It's called Pure Morning.
And what was it about?
It's about good friends, I'd say.
Oh.
But I'm faster than you.
You're very good. There's the music video. Isn't that an ad? Isn't that really a music video?
It's the new like outro inside.
Fireman. It's fireman running up and down.
No, it's actual, eh? It's actual. Confirm, Werner? Yeah.
As a child, you listen to this shit.
Yeah. He was rocking. He's like in diapers, like, oh God! Give me Satan!
Yeah, exactly.
Really? You learn? As you say, you learn things. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
But neither. Definitely all-time favorites. Definitely been What's Up by Four Non Blondes. I think that's consistently been my shower song.
Okay, but that I know. Years.
You know?
I said, it's that one. Yay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's the one.
I just know the meme video on YouTube. Nasu.
Yeah, I should definitely check out the original performance by Linda Perry. She's a rock star. No.
Did she originally do it?
Not sure. That's my original version. So.
Oh.
I think she did. She actually wrote a lot of famous songs. She's just one of those artists that always stayed behind the music.
Linda who?
Perry.
This was nice, eh?
Great grandmother of
But it
Katie.
Starts like, don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Mm. Listen. Don't know what I wrote. Wrap it down a note for none. Don't worry. Eh? Don't happy.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
25 years out, my life is
still. Oh, yeah. Time to get up that great
big Are you like in Wolf of Wall Street now? What's happening here, Matthew McConaughey?
Do you remember you bought me some energy booster?
Is it kicking in?
Don't worry.
For whatever that means. Into a crazy when I'm
lying. I've seen the He-Man video. You should watch it.
This is Linda Perry.
This is Linda Perry. Why are we clapping?
Because it's like with a beat.
I don't think this is Linda.
This is Satan.
Yeah, Linda has changed her sound a lot. She's really developed.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think my nose is bleeding now.
I like that that beat.
It is nice, eh? It gives you vuma.
I just see glow sticks when I hear that.
You know what? The other night you weren't there, but Gavin was there. We went to Fifi O'Hare and the club, and for the first time that day, I haven't been in a club for years. So when I heard
me neither,
I was like, huh?
Yeah, you were jiving. You were proper jiving.
I was jiving, Gavi.
And whenever someone came into the club, they see Casper because you had us in that sort of VIP elevator.
I know.
Section.
We were sitting like the queen.
Yeah,
right in front. Come in, enter.
People were. We had a bodyguard.
Really,
but it was actually for the curtain. But the bodyguard was in front for us as well.
So we. Did
but so imagined. People weren't allowed to come to us.
No,
nice.
We had to walk to the people.
Yeah. And when they came with hands stretched, the bodyguard took them away.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God! Oh,
I love that.
Oh, that was lovely.
I love that.
I loved it myself.
Mm.
But Anne, when can we hear you on radio? Every
Saturday and Sunday afternoon, 2 to 6.
On what
That's
radio
a
station?
Long shift,
for folks who don't know,
she said Classic FM.
Okay,
7.
But that was 20 hours ago.
On millennials.
So that is how much? 2 hours.
4.
4 hours, and
okay,
you
Saturday, 4 hours Sunday.
What symbol did you get for maths? She said 12. From fucking 2 to 6, and you said so. That's 1 hour.
So like 12 and a half minutes.
You know what? I've got vegan in my blood. Isn't it's affecting my
and
pressure.
You're getting excited now.
Do you want to taste that milkshake?
I did actually look at it. Is it nice?
But you can have it. Open. It's yours. No, that one is not mine? Open.
It's yours now.
You open it.
Taste
shake
it.
Shake well.
Shake it well. That's what Gavin didn't do.
That's why vegans do so much work, because you have to like do some physical exercise before you get to enjoy it.
In ogen en dit Frans proe.
Mm-hmm. She did. Look how she's so full of manners and etiquette.
She like turns away. She doesn't go.
You were slurping in front.
I didn't want to spill it on the desk.
My facial expression is right. Yeah, I can't I love lie.
It. See, I like milkshake things like this.
And do you like
perfect.
It?
I wanted sugar.
Not overly sweet.
Oh, literally, Gavin's problem. He's like, can we just add like 8 pounds of sugar to it? Can it be just sugar?
Oh, it's perfect. Thank
the buns are the so buns. Take the cake.
Is that does that meet your sugar quota? Pan?
Yeah, like proper.
Cook.
So this is almond creamery. Dairy-free milk alternative almond and macadamia chocolate nut milk.
Where do you stay? In what suburb?
West Dean.
Okay, so how far are you from West Dean?
We're in Blairgowrie, but I actually stay just around the corner from you in Marvel. So,
oh, so you can always bring Anne.
Always organize a little delivery.
Thank a little you. Delivery Thank for you. Her.
Yeah. I live I there.
While we're on the topic,
I was in 3rd Avenue.
Where is the Fussy Vegan? If people want to go visit it.
Yeah, so we're situated just across from Vega College on Jan Smuts in Blairgowrie.
But you do deliver as well.
Order In does our deliveries.
Because I saw that. I was an Order In and it said Fuzzy Vegan. And I thought, so who takes the stuff then? You.
Yeah, so they actually come past the shop with their scooters. They like make sure our meals arrive quickly and warm to customers. And yeah, we also do telephonic orders. So if you're in the area and just want to pop in.
You hear, Gavin?
Yeah.
The buns.
He's going to love
and I pulled thy chicken. Oh, here is my so lekker.
No, the buns.
He just wants sugar.
Kent and I will be eating this croissants. Because the dog didn't know what the hell he was eating. He was eating mushrooms from the Amazon forest, yes. And he thought it was chicken.
It's good.
We'll also be launching the Beyond Meat Burger today.
Beyonce?
Which for vegans
the Beyonce
is a big
meat
deal.
Burger?
This is a big deal. You don't understand
is
how big
in?
A thing. Yes, Beyond Queen Bee is in the studio.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's a product manufactured in the States. It's mostly pea protein isolate.
Pea protein?
Yes.
Pea protein.
Is that
Bear Grylls shows
actually
up.
Actually amazing. It looks exactly like a minced beef patty. It even bleeds. It's pink when you undercook it.
Oh my God.
And it tastes exactly like what I remember McDonald's burger to taste like.
Can we go?
We can go.
Okay.
But later today.
Okay.
So I've got some work, you know. Christian. But we can go before they close it. Can you hold two for us?
Please.
Please, Vanna.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Here's a couple of news items we must all talk about. Eskom, load shedding again.
Yeah, this morning I heard.
Cool.
Okay.
That was fun.
Why?
Great content.
Then we got the millennials. I've got all kinds of things they say.
What do we do now?
Oh my G&T.
No one says that. No one says that.
No, they do.
No, we do
I
not.
I have researched this as part of the interesting thing of this radio show is new facts. Oh my G&T is something
what is
you can...
Gin and tonic.
Yeah. So it's oh my God.
Because gin is
oh
making a
G&T.
Big comeback.
So that. The other thing people are saying is wowsies. Wowsies.
Once again, never.
I heard that.
Okay.
Am I too old now?
Wowsies maybe. And lolsies.
You're so extra. You're so
extra is one, but that's kind of old now.
You're so extra.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kind of old now, he says. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that one's dying out
extra
already.
Is a very British term, but extra means like you, it's like, yes, no, biki oorach.
Low-key amazing.
Low-key is nice.
Low-key
you can
amazing.
Be low-key or you can be high-key.
This is
not
like
even
low-key
amazing.
Amazing. So, yeah, die. A brood for you was low-key amazing.
There was high-key amazing form.
For me,
I was loud at work.
But the buns are not low-key
amazing. High-key
amazing. High-key amazing.
Thick.
Metrius.
Yeah? What's that?
It's when you have like a voluptuous body.
What?
What?
Yeah.
So when it's so thick.
When you carry an extra few kgs, but in the right parts, I guess.
Oh. You're thick.
Like
you're
me.
Thick.
My stomach. Oh, thick.
But say it in a sentence.
You're looking thick today.
I'd be deeply insulted.
I would clap.
I wouldn't necessarily.
Really? Yeah. Recent?
Recent is... That comes from like Instagram and stuff. And it means... Or like Snapchat where it's something is like...
Well, he's chowing his words.
It's current.
I couldn't hear what you're saying.
It's like a new thing. It's like... It just came out. It's recent. So you'll be like, yeah, that was quite recent.
Oh, it's like almost thing. Like that's fresh.
Yes. Gavin knows.
Queen, the show tonight, the Emperor, is recent.
Yes.
Not really.
But no, it can be recent after the show tonight. When we leave and we have our debrief in the recent car, we can say that was proper recent or that
and
was fresh.
High key amazing.
High key amaze.
Okay. Amaze. Okay. Good.
Or is it going to be blurred again?
Then on the 2nd of January, I'm just going through the news because okay. Our time is running out. The 2nd of January, all much Pacella because I will be a new Casper. I can't say what I will have, but it's new and I will look very young. 2nd of Jan, I've already recorded. Remember last week I said I'm going to record something very important.
Yes.
Exciting. High-key exciting.
And my face was full of pimples and I was scared about that. So I wore a lot of makeup and base.
Yes.
For that recording. So it's been done and I'm wearing something. I look fantastic. Then apparently Frankie Muniz is losing his memory.
He lost his memory.
Oh.
So he doesn't remember he was in Malcolm in the Middle at all.
Oh. Frankie.
Because he was in a band for like a long time and now he's just like, yeah.
But is it like short-term memory?
Long-term?
So if Frankie listens to us now, can he remember that I'm saying this?
Maybe. Maybe this triggers something.
So Frankie is fucked.
Yeah.
Oh. Poor Frankie.
Quite Frankie.
Quite Frankie. Next week, it's Anna Wolf.
Yes.
That we have to.
But she's already performing this.
She's already performing. Tonight we are going to be. No, we're going to.
Queen.
It's a kind of magic.
It's a kind of magic.
But
magic. Magic.
Magic. Magic. But the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian. Is it Bohemian or Bohemian?
I don't know.
Ooh.
It starts today.
Yes.
And people can go. It's really good. The guy playing Freddie Mercury is Rami Maslak. No?
Rami Malek.
Yes. And he is really good. And Gavin, the music mix, Banner, that is fantastic.
Yeah, it was loud.
But like, yeah, and yeah, there's a song, Now I'm Here.
And then
now
the guitar goes,
Now I'm There.
It's an audio experience. It's like that.
Wow, is that the movie?
That was pretty much the movie.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like you were there.
But Anne, I feel
I was
that we have not finished. I think I'm going to invite you again, eh?
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of dirt you have in the industry, and I want every piece of it.
We want dirt. We want Skinner.
Yeah.
What's that Skinner that you got, the gay Skinner? Oh, my God, Gavin. It's filthy. Tell us about it.
Okay, like so you know, there's a app just dating or sex or whatever app called Tinder. Don't now the gay version is Grindr.
Don't make us if you don't know about this.
I've never downloaded the app, but I've seen it, and I might have taken my friend's phone to just like you
check
know
it.
See like what the fuss is about. But anyway, so this is a true story. This guy was on the plane. On Delta Airlines, and he gets and his Grindr. Now Grindr is like, okay, so you want sex, and this person that's messaging you is like 20 feet away or 10 feet away, whatever. But so that is when you are in hotels,
a little bit stalkerish.
You know? Yeah, but proper promiscuous, like you know, it's like, yeah. Anyway, so but you would not expect your app to work at like 45,000 feet in the air.
I see where this
is going. Well, this guy got an invitation from one of the people on the plane, except it was not a fellow passenger.
Who was it?
It was the pilot. He even took like a screenshot of the thing and
can
posted
I say
it.
Cockpit?
Like, have you actually ever?
He was coming on like, Spartan Expression when to they a
were,
passenger.
When they were pulling out of LAX, ooh, they didn't know.
Relax, don't do it. LAX.
And the pilot said, like, I see you on my flight. Enjoy the ride to Chicago.
Ooh, how does the pilot look? Is he good looking?
I didn't see
it was
picture the
uniform,
of the pilot.
It was the uniform.
The guy is quite cute-ish.
The passenger.
The passenger.
She means to think to this cute-ish. But what does that mean?
That means he's a 6 or a 7, eh?
Out of what?
What do you do? You swipe or do you give marks?
On Grindr? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I was testing you. That was a very good answer.
He's like, well, you draw a circle and then smash it.
Oh, wait. Do you give people points?
I don't know. I've never heard of Grindr.
I don't think that's a good app idea. That would be like so hurtful if people would be able to give you points.
I don't know.
Imagine people rating you publicly.
Yes.
You know, it's like a six.
And a lot of people have sixed you.
That imagine. That's like the most painful thing because they're
I'm
like
below five. That would hurt me.
Sorry about this. Gavin. These rude.
You don't look under five.
He doesn't.
You would get over five.
You would get at least a seven.
Oh, thank you. Or an eight. I was thinking more 9.5.
See, now he's getting a big head, and this is what you create.
We don't want a big head on Grindr. And it is a wonderful pleasure to talk to you, and please come again.
I will. I love
you. So many questions.
Yes. If you're too. Lonely,
yes,
in that studio. No. Call me. I will come talk to you about Mozart. I've got facts.
You've got facts.
I've got facts. En Werner, dank je voor al mijn kosie, ons kosies, yeah, dat ik nou niet zelfzuchtig is, nie. En baie geluk, en ek gaan jou baie sien. Ek gaan na Beyonce se midriff kom vreet, whatever jy nou in het. Daar in die shop. I'll come and eat that.
I'm still eating the biltong.
Isn't that lovely?
It's amazing.
Anne didn't like that. But Anne loved the almond milk shake, and she loved the cookies and the cheesecake. You were on an island now, hey?
Yes, I was.
So I'm going to play out with a beautiful song called Island Style.
Yay!
Yes, it's net for you, Gavin.
Hit it, Duncan. DJ.
Christian.
Hi.
Tot ziens.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you literally like a few hours later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
What's up for the...
Urchins.
Urchin! Foreigner with urchin! CliffCentral.com